basically decided like this, that today happens to be, I noticed we have a calendar I saw lying on the base medrash with all the yard sites. So today happens to be the yard site of Rav Naftali Amsterdam. Rav Naftali Amsterdam, I assume you heard of, hope you heard of, Rav Yisrael Salanter had obviously many Talmidim, but he's most famous for three famous Talmidim. Rav Itzala, Petterberg, Blaser, who was the Rav of the city of Petterberg, and he was like the one who helped spread Mussar, because he had a very prestigious position, and he helped spread it. He wrote the Or Yisrael. See, he was sort of like the, you know, the facilitator. Rav Simcha Zisso was the one that had the yeshiva in Kelm, which taught basically all the Talmidim of all the next generation of Bawi Musar. Pretty much were all Talmidim Rav Simcha Zisso. We have a sheet on the Bima, right there on the tiles, yeah. And the third of the famous Talmidim of Rav Yisrael was Rav Naftali Amsterdam. So this is, today happens to be his 103rd yard site, I think. So, figure, especially it's an Eloi, it's supposed to be an Eloi for a person's neshama. If on the day of the yard site, you go ahead and you, say something over him, his name. So I want to read over some of the things from Rav Naftali Amsterdam on his yard site. Oh. Okay, how much were... Okay, there's a sheet here on the bima. Okay, we start from the first side.
Which side's the first side?
Ah, excellent question. The smaller print. Smaller print. Okay. All right, Rages, he's writing to his son. Rages, Dover, Adas, Briyosi, you don't know how my health is. Loko itim shavim, not all the times are the same. The pum machlosi betov, sometimes my sickness doesn't bother me. Pum menochi sova metal, sometimes I'm sick. Abba lo kevim gedoidim, tita de kilias bra. Okay. The fia sharasi, according to my estimation, the eis hazels, at this time, ato ba'otsev, you are depressed or sad. Bezikrecha es hashanim sha'avru, that you remember the previous years. Sheyeshavta b'kelm, that you used to be in Kelm u'b'tzabaka. Toch chabura sheyireyem umative divrei hisaris. You were in a group of people who were yirei shamayim and gedis aris. And therefore, you're a little bit sad that you lost it. You don't have it anymore. So I came to give you nachem you. Because my situation is worse than yours. When I remember the earlier years, we used to gather in the Edo b'Beis Samusar, Eitzar Ad Morzal by Rav Yisrael Salanter. We would darish b'chol yom. You give us a drush every day. And you give inspiration, but tefillah, and then we would daven, hashivenu, they would all daven together, kunam yachad. This was the old minig, that after the Musar Shmuz, they used to say Tehillim. I know, he used to go to Zaydu Epstein, he used to do that. Umat talks about this, so what do you think? Him ozo kibano to always get harbe yaisim and shoki about the kelm, and didn't I get more than you got in kelm? Him calls anim is nachem, and if I learn to live with this, umargiyah atzmi, and keep myself settled. Kein atzot argiyah atzmicha. You should also be settled. Klal b'aymer ha'chadam ein anidi midi. So he's telling his son that you're complaining, you feel bad about your situation. So you should realize that my situation is much worse than your situation. And yet, afal b'gein, I'm not depressed. I deal with it. So you see, you can deal with the problem, so I can deal with my problem, you can deal with your problem. Right? That's interesting, very interesting piece. Right? There's a lot of interesting thoughts. First of all, just the idea that when a person has a problem, one of the ways to, is you tell them, you don't say that you don't have, is listen, there are people in the world, or myself, that have bigger problems. Okay, yes, you have a problem, but there are people that have bigger problems. And aval pikein, they're able to be happy and to deal with their problem. So you see, it's doable. So you have to be able to do that also. That's basically what he's saying.
He's saying that we have to tell ourselves, we have to tell others, and how do we do that sensitively?
He's telling this to his son. Okay, anyway, what I got from a very inspiring thought, is that you see, the Rav Naftali was considered one of the three main Talmidim of Rav Yisrael. I assume he did a very, very good job of learning from Rav Yisrael, right? One of the three, Rav Yisrael probably had hundreds and thousands of Talmidim, but this was of the world, he's considered the three most famous Talmidim. He was the one that probably did, three best of all the years. He was the Mekabel, one of the Mekabel of Rav Yisrael. So you would assume that he learned everything Rav Yisrael had to teach, whatever Rav Yisrael taught, he learned. So you don't think here at the end of his life, he's looking back, I would think he'd be happy. Baruch Hashem, I did such a great job. And he's sad. I don't have it anymore. Right? In other words, it's a realization that it's almost inevitable that a person, as time goes on, you lose what you used to, what you had, and you feel bad that you don't have it. To me, that's a very inspiring thought, because we have a tendency, of not realizing that things end. It's one of the very, very big problems that people have, that they think that life stays the same forever. It's such a midah, and people think that life stays the same. And it's not true. Things don't stay the same. People die. But even if they don't die, people get older. When you get married, then the end of your single days, they're over. How soon are you going to get married? Soon. Not so long. 3 years, 5 years. But then it's a different world. Now it might be a better world. There might be advantages. But there are also disadvantages. There are things that you lose. Here, Rav Naftali is saying, he's looking back on his life and he's so upset that he lost that opportunity that he used to have. I personally think it's a very good way of inspiring a person by realizing that opportunities that we have don't last forever. It's like that in everything in life. A person, it's not just in learning, it's not just in your yeshivas, it's certain mitzvahs. So I was just at a levaya today, right? So Rabbi Grins, it's a person has an opportunity of kibud av aim. You don't have that opportunity forever. At some point, lo aleinu, parents are nifter. That's it. And you don't have that opportunity. It's over. There's a mitzvah of having children. At some point, the person gets older, they can't have children. It's not, especially a woman has a certain age, she can't have children. I remember, my father telling me there was a member of his shul that she was, it's a very common story. There was a woman who she delayed. I'm not sure whether it was halachically right or not, but it was not really relevant. She delayed having children because she wanted to get her doctorate. So, she didn't, I can't get children now, I'm too busy. And then by the time she decided to get, once she went ready to have children, the doctors told her, I'm sorry, too late. Your body, now some women have children much longer and some women have less, everyone's different. So she was going to do all kind of medical procedures, trying to have children, but it's because she put it off. So there is such a thing. It's a very inspirational thought that not to think that opportunities last forever. Here, I found this very, here the bigger the God of Adar, the Rav Naftali Amps, and he's upset that he lost the opportunity. He doesn't say, okay, you know, because, you know, even he lost the opportunity. Everyone loses the opportunity. Okay, anyway, that's my first point. So there's really 2 points here. One is that point. The second one is you see a way, when you have a problem, you should, one of the ways to deal with it is to look at other people who deal with their problem and to realize, if they can deal with it, I can deal with it. You know, even though it's a, you know, it does, you know, it's a way. Sometimes you get very angry when people tell you that, but that's what he's saying. You know, they're saying it works. You meet people that went through the Shoah and they're still walking around smiling. You know, you don't have that many people anymore, but they're people that went through the Shoah. They were very happy people, and they went through such torture. And you have to tell yourself, if they could handle all that, so okay, well, I'm complaining about my situation. You know. You know, apparently, the human being can handle many, many problems. That's what he was telling his son. Don't complain, because my situation is worse, and I handled it. So if I can handle it, you can also handle it. It's a way of dealing with a problem. Okay. I want to skip to the other sheet. We don't have that much time. The other sheet. So let's skip to the second character. You can read this yourself. They're very nice. The main thing a person has to work on is tikkun amidus. Now then, you need two things to work on tikkun amidus. Liman amusar. You have to learn svarim. This is very important. If you want to work on self-improvement, it's usually you need a good friend to work with. Meaning, people, first of all, you need a friend that inspires you. Like a person goes on a diet, so they have Weight Watchers. What's Weight Watchers? They go, they have a group, and they go ahead and they share with each other, how are you doing? And it gives each other chizik. A friend gives you chizik. You know, you're embarrassed if you're not keeping up. You know, that also, they give you mussar if you're not keeping up. But even more than that, most people don't understand their own chesrinus. That's human nature. People think they know themselves, but usually experience has shown that people know themselves less than they know anybody else, even though it sounds strange. But that's the way it is. Because there are many good reasons for that. First of all, you have tremendous negiyas because you like yourself. So when you love someone and you have a big negiyah, you know, the Shiva used to give this famous marshal that the lady goes to West Point and she says, look at that, everyone's out of step except for my son Murphy, right? Which means, because she has a negiyah. So when you have a negiyah, so you don't see your chesrinus, so you think everybody else is crazy except for me, right? That's first thing. Second of all, there's a very big thing I say all the time. It's a true story. There was a person in my father's shul, and there was also someone in the yeshiva. The same story happened twice, who was totally tone deaf. It's hard to believe the guy had a worse voice than me. And he went ahead, and he was so off tune, it was tremendously, you know, the biggest joke in the world. He used to love to daven, because since he was so tone deaf, he thought he was the great davener. And he used to, and of course there was always some letzim who liked it when he davened, because it was like a comedy routine. He would get up there and squeak and shout, and they would encourage him, go daven and make sure you do all your chazanis, because you're the world's greatest chazanis. And he believed it. And he would insist to daven, and the gabbais wouldn't let, and they would get into a big fight, and finally they said, okay, you want to daven? Go daven, make a fool of yourself. And he would get there, and the whole shul would be on the floor laughing. It was very, you know. So when a person has a problem, very often, because you have a problem, your problem doesn't allow you to see your problem, right? Because if you're tone deaf, you can't know that you're off tune, because you're tone deaf. So some people are tone deaf in different areas. So in that area that you're tone deaf, you don't realize that you're tone deaf. So it's very hard to fix your own midas without someone else helping you, because you need a little good advice. You have to be told where your problem is. Seen it very often. The guy who's the biggest self-centered guy in yeshiva thinks he's the world's biggest Baal Chesed, because he doesn't know what a Baal Chesed is. You know, he thinks everyone's self-centered like he is. You know, like he thinks, you know, we have a Purim joke, which is a famous Purim joke. I heard this from someone, you know, about a self-centered person. But he said that there was a guy, a brisker. Okay, you know, briskers are very makpin halacha. So he says that this year, Baruch Hashem, I was able to find an ani to be yaitzeh the mitzvah matanas evyayinim. According to all the shitas, he was definitely an ani. You know, usually it's hard. I have to do matanas evyayinim, and I'm a brisker. And to find a guy who's mamish vadai an ani to be yaitzeh matanas evyayinim is a little difficult. But I found this year a guy, he is so poor, it's amazing. He's 100% ani. I was yaitzeh the mitzvah. But I'm not going to tell you who it is because I'm saving him for next year. Right? So that's a guy who's a little bit self-centered. Okay. Anyway, but the mice, so you need, he says, to work on your midas, you need a friend. The biggest mistake that people make with this is they think that the more the merrier. That's a big mistake. More than one or two people are no good. You know, there's two or three in other words. Because once you get a bigger group, then there's always someone that doesn't really belong, and he sort of ruins your enthusiasm, and he pours cold water on it. And, you know, you're excited about this project, and then this guy wants to join because everyone likes to join, but then he doesn't cooperate, he doesn't do what everyone else is doing, and it's better off, they say, just one person or two people working, you know, two people in other words working together. But that's what, and you should do it. The best thing is you don't let any people know that you're doing it. Because if you're doing it and it's you don't let other people know, so then it's insulting. I want to join too. So you have to do it quietly without people knowing. But he says you should get yourself a friend. Chavirto, that's singular. Ubi'itim yuchadim. Lasog ito yachra tikin amidus. And you designate time to work together and take a meeting. One of the most amazing people I met in Eretz Yisrael, his name was Rav Yehuda Kohn. He told me he was Musar Chavrusas, one of the Gedolei Bali Musar. They met when they were teenagers, because the other person, he was a little older than him, heard him learning Musar, and he said, I like the way you learn Musar, and that's become Musar Chavrusas. And he said their whole lives, till the other person was Nifter, Rav Hominer, said was his Musar Chavrusa. They would meet at least once a week to discuss things together. You know, that's like probably around 50 years. So there was, and even though at one time he said he lived in Tel Aviv and he lived in Yerushalayim, they made sure to get together once a week. So the Chapez Eitzes says that. You have to make a group with another person and you work together with Eitzes. Okay. The Toiv Laz and Chavrav Avdal. How do you do it? So he said, the Chalik is Yemei HaShavua. In other words, he says, and it's a suggestion, that there's a problem that on one end, you need, this is a Sefer Cheshvan Eved deals with this problem, that on one end, you need to work, you can't just work one day on a problem and solve a problem. You have to work a long time. On the other hand, if you keep on working the long time on the same midah, you lose your enthusiasm, because it's boring, you know? When the first day, say hello, Yom Kippur, you know, you get somewhere because it's excited. But if every day, right, that's what they say, if every day is Mother's Day, then your mother gets nothing, right? So his solution is, his first solution is, you work every day of the week on a different thing. So you end up every week, you review over it. So you keep on working on the same thing, but you have 7 days, but it's a new beginning. It's a week later. So on Yom Rishon, I work on Tzidu Kavana. On Yom Sheni, I work on Asmada. On Yom Shlishi, I work on No Lashon Hara. So it's just one day, so that I don't get bored of it. But then every week, I start over again. Right? That's not the Cheshbon Nefesh, a little different solution. He's going to get later another solution too. But that's his Eitzah. Every day you work on a different midah. On the first day you work on kas. Yom sheni midas hakapdonis. On the second day you work on getting makpin on things. Okay. Here, now here's a very, very important line. And he throws this in Agav. Midas HaTovia, be Mida of being good to people. V'zu HaMida, Shavatav Lebriya, this Mida of being good to people, Oile HaKoha Midas. This is the most important Mida to work on. Ki B'zeh Yitukan Kama Midas Rais, because this will fix many other Midas Rais. Pam Shalti Esad Murai, once asked Rabbi Yisrael, Ma'a Chuvla Midas Kas, how do you work on being angry? If you work on being good to people, right? In other words, I saw it once, he says this a little bit clearer. When a person gets angry, you end up doing things that later on you regret, right? So I get angry at my wife, Lu Yitzur, I would get angry at my wife, so then I would say something to her that would insult her. Now, words you can't take back. So she will be insulted for the next 25 years. Then I said that. And because you really mean that. You really believe that. You don't say it because you hide it. But I know the truth. When you got angry, the truth came out. You said it, right? So that means that I went ahead and inflicted a tremendous pain on my wife, or it could be on your child or your friend, right? When you got angry, you said something. You always do this. So you're hurting people. Now, if they said, if you work on Midas HaTava, you dread hurting people. Hurting people is to you the ultimate antithesis of who you are. You're a person who likes to help people, not to hurt people. So he says, Memeda, by working on the Mida that I always help people. That's what I do in life. I'm a people helper. I love helping people. My greatest dread is to hurt someone. He says, that Memeda will stop you from getting angry. Because you know that if you get angry, you're liable to hurt someone, so you won't allow yourself to get angry. And when a person gets angry, it's like I say, I don't want to get drunk. Why not I want to get drunk? Because I'm afraid I might do something when I'm drunk. So it's the same thing. A person, I don't want to go ahead and insult my friend. I don't want to go ahead and say things that are going to hurt people's feelings. But if I'm angry, that's what happens. Come right. It's what it says. Three ways a person is Israel insides come out. What are the three ways?
Kaso,
all right. The three kos. Koso, kaso, and kiso. Right. Koso. Now they all have the same gematria. I don't remember anymore. But I don't know. But maybe not. What? Yeah, kas and yayin and sorry, that's the same gematria, but I'm not sure. I don't have the same gematria. I'll take it back. But kaso means you get angry. Kiso means that it's your money. And, right, you see people when they get angry, they do the crazy thing, road rage, right? No, it's just crazy. Someone cut you off. Okay, big deal. What does the guy do? He takes out a gun and he shoots the person. And it's my symbol, I just read it. And they, someone got, killed someone, shot, paralyzed someone, right? Just read the news there. In the Heidegger Yeshiva news, that there's the people, so when you get angry, you're liable to do things that you'll regret your whole life. So if he's saying, if you have a Mida, the main Mida of all the Midas to work on, that's what he says. It's a very important insight. In other words, he said, the main Mida to work on, V'zeh Mida Shahatava Lebriyas Oile Alkoa Midas. The most important guy says, What should my project be? I want to work on a Mida. What Mida is the most important Mida to work on? So he says, the most important Mida to work on is to be a person whose goal in life is always to help people. That's my greatest pleasure, my greatest goal. I love helping people. And he says, that will solve many other Midas. And he gives the example. He says, Kas. He says, a person who has a problem with anger, he won't let himself get angry.
Can that Mida be broken down into different parts? Like, is it similar? Is it the same thing as Avas Abrios? Is it?
Maybe. I don't know if it's the same as Avas Abrios. Avas Abrios is that I like you. This is not necessarily that I like you. This is that I enjoy helping people.
It it's not rooted in...
Not necessarily. It could be. It could be, but it's not necessarily. I might enjoy... I feel good when I help for someone. It's a certain... It's not necessarily that I like you, love you.
Altruism is a good word.
What?
Altruism is a good word.
It could be many different ways. Now, some different people can get to a different way. I don't know what that word means, you know. You know, but I happen to agree with you. If you love people, that would be the same. But this is much easier than loving people. It's very hard. I meet there's a lady, I never met her. I love her. I know who the lady is. But if you have to meet this Hatava, you're happy to help her cross the street. Because I helped a little old lady across the street. I don't love her. I never met her before. I don't know who she is. I don't really like her. I don't know who she is. But it makes me feel good that I made her happy. I made her day. I made her day. She's smiling today because of me.
Is it an aggregate? Like, is it made of numerous other mitos?
I don't know. But it's much easier than Ahavas Arbiyas. Ahavas Arbiyas is a much harder mita. This is much easier. This is that a person feels his life revolves around helping people. This is who I am. I'm the guy that helps people. Anyone needs help, they come to me. So he says, a person who gets to that point, he would never get angry. Because anger is the opposite. If a person gets angry, you lose control. And when you lose control, you're a walking Nazik. You don't know what you're going to say when you lose control. You're liable, right? The guy says, don't start up with me. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Well, that means you're out of control. So you're a walking ox in the, you know, boar b'shus harabim. You're a damage, but that's the antithesis who you are. So a person who has a need of helping people will not get angry. Okay, that's very nice. Okay, that's his solution. And then at the end he says, which is because he says, oh, yoyzeh tov lakas yimei achodesh. Instead of working on 7 days a week, different midas, you work on the 4 weeks. Right, that's sort of similar to the cheshbon nefesh. In other words, you work a whole week on a midah, but then the next week you start a different midah. Well, that's a little much more similar to the cheshbon nefesh. But either way, the system is not to spend. We don't do it this way. Many people, and he's saying it's a mistake. People make a kabbalah on Rosh Hashanah. They make one project for all year, and then they spend all year on the same project. So there's a danger with that you can get stale. And then you lose your drive. So he's advocating that it's better. It could be, you know, there is an advantage our way too, because you don't have to work on so many things. But he's advocating that either you do it 1 day a week or 1 week a month. And then you have 4 projects. So each project is 1 week. And then you get new. Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop you. You can read the rest yourselves. It's on your site. Big Switzerland. Okay, Shikaya.